outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM Main News at 12 hours. Today, Wednesday, the 28th of January, 2026, with a real feel of 22 degrees Celsius. It's currently 21 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. IMF completes final review of Zambia's ECF, releases $190 million. SEC arrests four Ministry of Livestock officers over alleged ADB loan abuse. And South Korea's ex-first lady jailed for 20 months for bribery.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us for now. The news in detail. The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has completed the sixth and final review of Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility ECF arrangement, which has supported the country's reform agenda aimed at restoring macroeconomic stability, strengthening economic resilience, and promoting sustainable and inclusive growth. Completion of the review allows for the immediate disbursement of approximately $190 million, bringing Zambia's total disbursement under the ECF-supported program to about $1.7 billion. The IMF Executive Board says program performance has been broadly satisfactory despite some delays in meeting structural conditionality. It notes that the Zambia's economy has demonstrated resilience and amid both external and domestic shocks. And IMF Deputy Managing Director and Acting Chairperson Nigel Clerk said despite these shocks, Zambia has significantly reduced macroeconomic imbalances, made considerable progress on debt restructuring, and implemented sustained fiscal consolidation while safeguarding social spending. Meanwhile, government has welcomed the approval of final review under the IMF-supported 38-month extended credit facility arrangement. Commenting on the decision, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumeko Musokotwane said the approval unlocks the final disbursement of $190 million and marks a key milestone as the country transitions from stabilization to a more growth-focused reform phase. The Anti-Corruption Commission, SEC, has arrested and charged four public officers from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock for alleged corrupt practices linked to investigations into the suspected misappropriation of funds under the government loan facility obtained from the African Development Bank. SEC Director General Daphne Chavu said the arrests are part of ongoing investigations into the alleged abuse of a $10 million loan secured in 2019 under the Strategic Livestock Investment and Management Project. Ms. Chavu has disclosed that properties linked to the four officers arrested in this second phase of investigations are valued at 59 million kwacha, bringing the total number of suspects arrested in connection with the case to seven. She said those arrested and charged are Emmanuel Jilala, an accountant, Akim Mwalilino, an acting research production officer, Sharon Hagaumba, a stenographer at the Ministry of Agriculture and a spouse to Emmanuel Jilala, and Kabemba Mwambilwa, an assistant director for livestock development. Ms. Chavu has further revealed that the commission has engaged the Office of the Auditor General to conduct a forensic audit of the Strategic Livestock Investment and Management Project loan to help establish the full extent of the alleged abuse of public resources under the project.
The arrests, as you all may be aware, form part of ongoing investigations into the alleged misappropriation of part of the $10 million loan facility, which was obtained by the government from the African Development Bank in 2019 under the Strategic Livestock Investment and Management Project, SLIM. This development brings the total number of suspects arrested in connection with this case to 7.
Now, the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, 2025 Accessibility Voter Registration and Electoral Participation Report has warned that Zambia risks heading into the August general elections with an electoral system inaccessible to persons with disabilities. The report also reviews that ZAFOD's 2025 accessibility assessment found only 88 of the 254 registration centers across 21 districts had ramps representing 34.6% and fewer than 3% met recommended standards for handrails. Speaking during the launch, ZAFOD programs officer Stephen Peary has highlighted poor physical access and lack of assertive materials like braille guidelines and sign language support. Mr. Peary has expressed concern that the Electoral Commission of Zambia has not adequately responded to requests for meetings, documentation and feedback on disability-related policies, undermining transparency and accountability.
Despite Zambia's comprehensive legal framework, which includes the Persons with Disabilities Act, the Electoral Process Act, and constitutional guarantees of equality, persistent barriers continue to hinder full and equal participation by persons with disabilities. This gap between commitment and practice is particularly concerning given the 2025 constitutional amendment, which introduced proportional representation seats specifically reserved for women, youth, and persons with disabilities.
In more news, the government says demand for sustainable energy in the country is rising due to population growth, poor rainfall patterns, and ongoing infrastructure development. Speaking during the launch of the 2026 Zambia Renewable Energy Association ZARENA conference, scheduled for March 23rd to 26th in Lusaka, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote, in a speech read for him by Ministry Assistant Director Engineer Brian Mainza, said the Zambia's ability to fully utilize hydropower has been challenged by poor rainfall. Mr. Chikote has noted that Zambia is at a pivotal moment with increased investment in the energy sector recorded in recent years.
The choices we make today in energy planning, infrastructure investments, and technology adoption will determine our economic competitiveness, our resilience to climate shocks, and our ability to achieve inclusive development for decades to come. The Ministry of Energy has developed policies that support renewable energy, such as the net metering policy, the open access regime, single licensing portal, among others. Despite government efforts, the future of our energy sector cannot be shaped by government policy alone.
Meanwhile, University of Zambia Vice Chancellor Professor Mundia Muya said Zambia's energy crisis requires a highly skilled workforce, adding that the university remains committed to advancing knowledge and innovation to help address the country's energy needs.
The University of Zambia, in short, recognizes that the country's evolving energy landscape requires more than infrastructure investment alone. It equally demands a highly skilled and competent workforce. There is a growing need for robust research, data-driven policy formulation, and evidence-based decision-making, anchored in strong collaboration between academia and the wider industry.
An item just received, the Constitutional Court has dismissed a petition filed by PF faction Secretary General Morgan Ngona against Speaker of the National Assembly Nelly Moti, in which he sought a declaration that her failure to declare Miles Sampa's parliamentary seat vacant was in contravention of Article 72(1) of the Constitution. In the petition, Mr. Ngona has argued that the Speaker breached the Constitution by failing to declare the seat vacant, despite being formally notified of Mr. Sampa's expulsion from the party. However, delivering judgment, Constitutional Court Judge Matthews Chisunga has ruled that the Speaker could not declare the seat vacant because Mr. Sampa had challenged his expulsion in the High Court. The Court held that as a result of the pending legal challenge, the Speaker was unable to notify the Electoral Commission of Zambia to declare the seat vacant.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia's annual inflation rate for January 2026 has declined to